From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Pakistani forces and militants are still locked in a standoff some 12 hours after the Taliban stormed army headquarters in Rawalpindi. Several people on both sides of the conflict have been killed. The BBC's Ali Makbul reports a number of soldiers are also being held hostage somewhere in the army compound.
Well, it's an ongoing situation. We've heard that there's been sporadic gunfire in the last couple of hours and that hostage takers, the army is saying around 4 to 5 of them, are still holding between 10 and 15 army personnel hostage within the army compound. So it's an operation which the army is carrying out now to try and get them rescued, but it's ongoing.
The BBC's Ali Makbul reporting. The U.S. military reports today that an American service member has died from wounds sustained in a roadside bombing in Afghanistan this week. Two Polish troops were also killed in a separate attack. With Taliban violence increasing, President Obama is considering a request for at least 40,000 additional troops to be deployed to Afghanistan. A day before gay rights activists march on Capitol Hill, an openly gay congressman is calling the protest a waste of time. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Demonstrators coming to tomorrow's National Equality March on Washington want one thing: equal legal protection for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. But Democratic Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank says lawmakers respond better to lobbying, not demonstrations.
Somebody said, do you think people on the mall are going to be putting pressure on Congress? I said, no, the only thing they're going to be putting pressure on is the grass.
But one of the march's organizers, Tanner Effinger, says the demonstration tomorrow is only the beginning of a nationwide lobbying effort.
We're done waiting for our full federal equality. We don't want crumbs anymore. And we'll settle for nothing less.
Tonight, President Obama is speaking at a dinner hosted by one of the nation's largest LGBT civil rights groups. But he and Congress have been criticized by some for not moving fast enough to end discrimination based on sexual orientation. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says he believes that in the final days of the health care debate, momentum has been building behind sweeping change to the system.
What's remarkable is not that we've had a spirited debate about health insurance reform, but the unprecedented consensus that has come together behind it. This consensus encompasses everyone from doctors and nurses to hospitals and drug manufacturers.
The president delivering his weekly address, but congressional Republicans remain largely opposed to the White House plan, saying it'll likely cost far more than $1 trillion over 10 years. In the GOP address this week, Senator George Lemieux of Florida urged colleagues not to make the mistake of acting too quickly. This is NPR News. More bodies are being recovered from the muddy debris of landslides in northern Philippines. More than 200 people have died since Typhoon Parma struck last week. Meanwhile, rescuers are using boats and helicopters to try and reach survivors stranded in trees and rooftops. Parma came 8 days after another typhoon that hit Manila and caused heavy flooding. The back-to-back storms together claim more than 600 lives since late September. UN helicopters have arrived at the scene of a plane crash in a remote region of Haiti. 11 peacekeepers were killed yesterday afternoon when their twin-engine turboprop plane slammed into a mountain near the Dominican border. Authorities say the dead included troops from Jordan and Uruguay. Game 3 of Major League Baseball's playoff series between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Colorado Rockies has been postponed because of snow. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
A Canadian cold front reached into Colorado overnight, delivering record-breaking icy temperatures. Coors Field, home of the Rockies, was covered with a thin layer of snow and ice Saturday morning, and forecasters say cold weather and lingering snow showers could stick around all day. Game 3 of the Rockies-Phillies playoff series is rescheduled for Sunday, and Game 4 will be played Monday. If Game 5 is necessary, it will be played on Tuesday as scheduled at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, eliminating the day off for travel. The National League Division Series between the Rockies and Phillies is tied at one game each. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
Firefighters are near fully containing a blaze near the mountain community of Wrightwood in Southern California. No injuries reported. This is NPR.